Good afternoon, Steeler Nation. This is Rudy, Rude Dog Reyes, on the RudeDogShow.com. This is a 4th of July special. I don't typically do interviews, as everybody knows, heading into any type of off-season, unless it has to do with an NFL player. But you know what? Welcome, a firework and a guy who will skyrocket this upcoming season, not only at Oklahoma Panhandle State University, but moving forward into the NFL. We're talking with Dominique Wyatt. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely, my pleasure. You're looking at a lot of different aspects this year. Division II players have been targeted by NFL teams, including Pierre Desir. You have Dante Adai, who got picked up. Both excellent players who seem to find themselves, one in position of actually playing in Dante Adai, and then you have Pierre Desir, who's waiting to play for the Cleveland Browns. So we're going to start it at high school. You exited. There were some programs who were interested in looking at you, but you were looking at others. Who do you believe was looking at you, and who were you looking at?
At high school, I was getting recruited by D1, Arkansas State, University of Arkansas, Pine Bluffs, some D1AA's, Jacksonville State, Southeast Missouri State. They all came, ULA, they all came to the school, watched me work out, and I officially had offers from Arkansas State, UAPB, and University of Arkansas asked me to be a preferred walk-on. But at the time, I only played 1 year high school football, so I didn't really have the total confidence in myself to be able to go out and play at that level. I was nervous, didn't think I could go out there and do it. So I ended up, looking more at the Division II level at some places where I could come play as a freshman, and, I felt it was more suited for my talents at the time.
Well, the programs that were looking at you were, obviously Arkansas State, which, Division I school. To be honest with you, there's a lot of great colleges out there. What was it about Oklahoma Panhandle State University that just stood out to you, that just said, I got something I can prove, and I can prove it on the field as well as off the field for this university?
Well, it was really the coaching staff in the way that they recruited me. They felt like the most family-like coaching staff to me. Like, it wasn't just about trying to get me out there to their programs to play football. Like, they almost felt like another father to me. Like they wanted me to do good in school. And it was the family atmosphere. Like, the way they approached me, it wasn't just about football. I just liked the way how they approached themselves when they came to talk to me and stuff.
Definitely, a lot of colleges are now changing their approaches. They're coming from a performance mindset to now changing that up to be more of a personalized conversation, a personalized, this is your school. You treat it how you feel is necessary, how you deem fit, what you believe you can bring to the university, not only on the field, but off the field. Looking at Oklahoma Panhandle State University, of course, that's a mouthful to say. More of a mouthful when they offered you to start as a freshman. What do you think about that?
At the time, it sounded great. Like I said, the D1, even the ones that offered the scholarships that already basically said that I was going to redshirt my first year, just to get more technique down, drop some weight, get into the program. I mean, even though, I still redshirted my freshman year at Panhandle State, but off the bat, they were saying that I could come in, I could compete for a spot as a freshman. And I think that's important to anybody who plays high school football. They want to play as soon as they get there. They might say they don't, but everybody wants to play as a freshman.
Absolutely right. There are a lot of walk-on talent. You have a Villanueva who walked onto the Steelers practice field who had never touched a football. Who had only had some types of workouts in college, but then exiting, having two turns, I think, in Afghanistan, now with the Steelers. I'm really interested, to be honest with you, how he will turn out, being more interesting in how you're going to perform this upcoming season as well. We're looking at an upcoming season where this team, you know, look, the college is in a small town, not a lot of partying going on, not a lot of trouble to get into. Mm-hmm. You know, there have been a various players in years past that have been dynamic on and off the field for Oklahoma Panhandle State University. What kind of player do you think you're going to be, and how do you think you're going to approach, or I should say the better question is, how do you believe that you're going to approach this upcoming year?
I'm approaching this upcoming year like it's a test to me. Like, this summer, this past spring, like, this is the hardest I've worked out. I'm not doing nothing. Everything is football. If it comes down to where I have to make a play in order for us to go out and win a game, or I have to make a block in order for us to win a game, then you can write that down as a win, because I'm going to make that block, I'm going to make that play. This is my senior season, and I'm taking it serious. And everybody that's here for the summer workouts, the players, the coaches, we all know how serious this is for us as a team, and me as a player. Like, we got like 22 seniors this year, so not only is this going to be one of the best classes that we ever had at this school, this is going to be one of the oldest classes, one of the most experienced classes, and everybody knows how serious this season is, especially going into the Lone Star Conference. So it's a big deal for us, and it's a big deal for me.
It's definitely a big deal, and what's even bigger is the fact that during your junior season and your freshman season, you were progressively getting better. I've seen to where you were able to make the blocks. I mean, you were able to stay on your guy, drive him into the ground, he gets up and he wants some more, and then you take him down again. I mean, you're one of those, you know, open the gap kind of guys that most NFL teams are really looking for. How do you believe your capabilities will be enhanced with your off-season workouts moving into your final season as a senior?
I'm taking it more and more serious. So, I mean, even after the spring ball, my coach already told me this was the best that he ever seen me play. He was glad that he had seen the type of improvements that I made. You know, I was already pretty good, but he'd seen improvements that he hasn't seen from a guy going into a senior season. I'm doing a lot, you know, just to better myself. I started a yoga class. I'm trying to, you know, open up my flexibility, loosen the hips, and just the seriousness of the workouts, the running, the conditioning, just everything that I'm doing is going to make me even better than what I was this past year. So,
well, there's always room for improvement in any way, shape, and form. We're not always 110%. There's always room for improvement. You stated you were doing yoga. What other off-season workouts are you doing right now that would, you know, make you pop off of the map to an NFL scout if they were to come watch you play in Oklahoma?
Well, we're doing a lot. I have a guy that's sending me, you know, O-line specific drills from a trainer, you know, that works with O-line specifically. So I got a medicine ball workout that's helping me with, you know, my leg draws and, you know, just keeping the good balance and a good base on my pass protections. But I'm working on my pass protection consistency. I only gave it one sack in my career, but just consistently keeping the man in front of me, you know, strong punching stuff. My athleticism is a big thing. You know, I think that's one of my greatest strengths to begin with. So I'm working on that, you know, explosiveness, box jumps. We're doing the sprints and, you know, the extra conditioning. 300-yard shuttles. We run a 3-mile loop on Sundays. So, you know, I think that'll help me in the long run, not getting tired out towards the end of the games.
Right, right. Are you the every down guy? I mean, you're going to be able to play fully and consistently throughout years moving forward and into the NFL?
Oh, yes, sir. I've always been that guy. I never came off the field, you know, other than the injury here or there, but I've always played four games. All four downs, you know, don't come off the field. But it's just better than me, so, you know, I won't be as tired when the fourth quarter comes. I'm going to be in regardless. That's the type of player I am. But just so I would be fresh, feel fresh and not dead late towards the end of the games.
You always have to stay fresh. Always have to stay aware. Understand what's going on. And right now, the smaller players, as you had stated and alluded to earlier, that you have a pretty thick class of seniors this upcoming year. I had stated in the 2015 NFL draft, this is going to be the most dynamic defensive draft in recent memory. And it definitely was. A lot of NFL teams created a lot of buzz with players that most people didn't think that they would pick. This upcoming season, however, for you, means that you're going to have to do something to stand out, to break through a lot of peering eyes and scouts and teams and obviously an agent who's going to be looking towards you to help, you know, enhance what you have to do. What reasons are you going to give these scouts on the field so that way they can at least address you once you graduate college?
One of the biggest things that I tell everybody that I talk to, agents, scouts, coaches, anybody, is the work ethic that I have. First, I'm a Division II player, so me even getting talked about, you know, for the draft or, you know, getting picked up by a team should open eyes to begin with. But the way that I work and that my teammates have helped me work out is compared to nobody. Like, I know there's nobody at a Division I school that's working out the way that I am for this upcoming season, for this draft, for the All-Star games or combines or whatever. I know the uphill battle that I have, so that alone is making me do things that I know other people, like a guy at Florida State or Florida, could go enjoy his 4th of July weekend and take the whole weekend off. I know that I don't have that type of opportunity. I might be able to enjoy today for a little bit, but tomorrow I'm back at it. Monday I'm back at it. I don't have the abilities to just take days off. So my work ethic alone is what's going to push me to make scouts like me, teams like me, agents like me.
Absolutely right. I have seen all your efforts on the field. A lot of coaches are looking at you and saying, well, how can he get better? What can he do to excel even further to make that impact on every snap situation? Coming from a physical standpoint, since your work ethic is so strong, you've heard the word great. It's used in so many different ways, so many different capacities. What does being great mean to you and your career moving forward?
To me, being great, no matter what I do or if I get drafted or if I go play for an NFL team, whatever, if my team doesn't have a good, successful season, then how can I be great? I know at a point it's you have an individual talents or whatever, but it's a team sport. And in order for me to be great, I feel like my team has to be great. I want to go out on the season and be on top. You know, I'm a team player, not an I player. So, in the end, for me to have a great season, for me to be considered great in my eyes, my team has to be good. My team needs to go to the playoff. My team needs to have a chance to play the national championship.
Greatness comes in all forms, from the people you play around, the people you play with, the off-season workout partners that you happen to play with. But from an individual standpoint, what areas of greatness do you believe it takes to be at the top of your game?
Just from an individual standpoint, to be at the top of my game, I have to do what my job is. I have to open up lanes for the running back, keep the quarterback off the ground, and we'll be successful. I feel like I've done that, you know, since I've been in college. Once that getting up, got Chris McLean, and he's the leading rusher in the state of Oklahoma at all levels. And you know, I just go out there and do my job, have fun with the game. And I feel like I'm not great yet, but I could be really great. Like I said, I just keep working out hard this summer, and keep the quarterback off the ground, open up the lanes, and I'll be great. And, you know, coaches, scouts, and everybody else will notice it.
Well, you know, I've already noticed it. I'm not an NFL scout. I'm not an agent. But looking at the play that you've already – and the plays that you've already made, the impact, literally and figuratively, you've made as a part of that offensive line, the cohesion. Everybody knows their positions. Everybody knows their roles. Was there any other sport that you believe had attributed to being prepared for a football career exiting high school?
I mean, I didn't play basketball on the team or nothing like that, but I always, you know, I played for my friends and people who play on basketball. So I like to think that helped out, you know, to the athleticism and stuff. So basketball always was, a big part of my life, just athleticism, you know, running around, playing with some guys, you know, a lot smaller than you and a lot faster. I think that helped out a lot.
I could not agree with you more. Turning your focus to football sometimes isn't the easiest thing to do because you have a lot of distractions. I mean, let's be honest with you. You have distractions. You have adversities. Some of us overcome those adversities. Others don't. What types of adversities have you faced that you believe made you stronger moving forward in your life, not only as a player, but as a person?
I mean, one of the biggest things that I think was a big adversity to me was me only playing 1 year of high school football. Ninth to 10th grade year, I couldn't play because, you know, my grades, my parents didn't really want me to play. And then my junior year, I wanted to play, but when I got my physical, they thought I had a heart murmur, so I was never clear. You know, I was taking tests, so I was never clear until the last two games, and I didn't play. So my first time even playing high school football was my junior year spring football. So, and I think that kind of set me back recruiting-wise and stuff, but the overall picture, I think it made me better because now that I'm playing at a Division II school and the scouts, you know, and the teams, you don't really know who I am. I'm used to this. I've done this before, you know, going to my senior year with school, didn't know who I was. And so I'm used to it. So it's helping me, you know, be okay with this process of not really getting seen until now. But it's also helping me, you know, work harder, make me go out there and make a name for myself, make it to where teams have to notice me and want to notice me. So I think that's one of the biggest things to help me out, you know, throughout this process and make me a person, a better player.
Better players come from the inside out. As long as you have heart, you have passion, it doesn't matter how small you are, doesn't matter how big you are, you have to understand your individual role as a person first and a player second.
Mm-hmm.
When distractions come across your path, and it could happen at any given time, any given moment, even after the interview ends today, how are you able to stay on the right track by not getting involved in trouble and issues and things of that nature?
I got a lot of good teammates around me. I call them my brothers. You know, I met them when I got out here. Chris McClendon, Jamel Major, Isaiah Vamoto, Xavier Murray, you know, I live with them in apartments on campus. And those guys, you know, we kind of stick together because we're all seniors this year. We've been here since 2011, 2012. So, you know, we just keep each other focused and out of trouble and make sure we know what's important, which is the football, the season, and the team.
Well, I can tell you, based on what I've looked at, our conversation here today, the work ethic that you have currently, I think you're going to go relatively far. I really don't believe that things are going to come easy to you, but I know that you're going to find a way to get through those. I know you're going to find a way to not only lead on the field, but off the field. So I personally believe you're going to do a lot of great things moving forward, not only in your senior season, but in your life as an individual and as a football player moving forward into the NFL. So with that being said, I definitely appreciate your time. I thank you for taking it out. Happy 4th of July to you and your family. I wish you the best in your NFL endeavors. And if there's anything I can do for you moving forward, please let me know.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. And just, you know, thank you for having me on the show today. God bless everybody. Happy 4th of July. You know, like I said, just thank you for the opportunity.
Absolutely. My pleasure. And we will do a follow-up interview heading into the 2016 NFL Draft. How's that sound?
Oh, it sounds good to me.
All right. Sounds good. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been Dominique Wyatt, Oklahoma Panhandle University. This guy is going to be someone to look out for and to be contented with, so watch out, defense. With that being said, this is Rudy Rude Dog Reyes on the RudeDogShow.com.